It's Chatter on Books, and if you think this introduction is boring, you try writing the copy. I'm Jamie McIntyre. Here's Tori Clark.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to Chatter. We have another wonderful show here, a little different than what we originally anticipated. We were going to have the iconic James Grady on finally to talk about his book, Shadows on Sidewalks, which is phenomenal. Sex, drugs, politics, it's great. But he's got some really important family matters to take care of. Thank you, David Aldridge. And so we've rescheduled him for a couple of weeks from now, and he will come back with us. But in the meantime, we're going to have Book Festival Palooza, and we have Claude, a.k.a., if you ever need somebody to play a murderer, he's doing the important work. David, yes. Our favorite guy from Flyover Company, Country, Mike Crowley, and our favorite mayor, Judd Ashman. Judd, you're dressed up this evening. Got a meeting?
I have a meeting right after this. Yes, I do.
Are ties back? You're wearing a tie.
You know, we have kind of an unwritten rule in when we have regular mayor and council meetings. There are two kinds of meetings, work sessions and regular meetings. Uh-huh. Regular meetings, we actually take votes and stuff. And I ask that everyone wears a suit and tie or the equivalent of that for a woman. And most of our council abides by this. We do have one sort of rebel council member who will wear a Hawaiian shirt here and there and annoy the rest of us.
Thank you, Senator Fetterman. Thanks for coming.
I don't mind anything else about Fetterman's attire other than it's like a trying too hard cut off what Bruce Springsteen used to get away with sweatshirt, right? It's like some of it is trying too hard and too affected.
Yeah, that's Springsteen funny. He had like Pat Riley, he has the body shape that we could wear it and it will work. Everybody can't wear Armani. Pat Riley can wear Armani because he just looks like a god in Armani.
by the way, Mayor Judd, every now and again when I'm scrolling the channels and I go to the Montgomery County Public Access Station, they have the Gaithersburg Mayor and Council meetings and stuff like that up there. I'm like, let me tune in and see Mayor Judd. And I'm looking to see what you guys are talking about. Then
you sit there and watch for a while?
Yeah, for a while. And then at some point, I'll find my way to Law and Order SVU and, you know, and I'll go to sleep for the rest of the night. But yeah, no, so you're a TV.
I know it's riveting. I know it's totally riveting.
You're a TV star. What can we say?
Thank you, Clark.
I'm going to wake up little Lulu, who was next to me here, which I can do because Lulu is now officially an adult dog as of this month.
Hello.
Because she was hoping she could meet the newest member of the Chatter family, Reggie. Mike Crowley, tell us about Reggie.
Reggie,
because we're getting so good on social media, maybe we'll post a picture of Reggie.
Yeah, Reggie is a cavoodle that we got on Friday.
What? Well, I know dogs. What's a caboodle?
Cavalier. Caboodle. It's a cavalier and a poodle. King Charles Cavalier and a poodle. So
awesome.
And, the kids have been asking for a dog for approximately all of his 10. So she's been asking for a dog for 8 years, and so I finally caved.
What finally caused you to cave?
They were old enough, and I felt like we were going to be busy enough with my younger son's like sports and stuff that we probably wouldn't travel as much. And then Mary, my wife, had the good idea, like, well, let's get a small dog. So if we do travel, we can probably take it with us. We wouldn't always have to board it. And, so he's only about, I don't know, he's only like 6 pounds. He's only going to be like 10 or 12 pounds. Like he's a pretty small
dog. He'd be mobile.
Yeah.
He'll be mobile.
Yeah. So
was it a surprise for the kids, or did you guys just?
Well, we told them about a month ago we were going to do it. You know, we looked at them. All right, we're going to do this, and that was kind of good news, bad news. Like they were excited, but then it was like there's a countdown. There was a question about the dog every 3 days. It's like maybe we should have just brought this thing home one day. And then like there it is. But they were pretty excited and pretty jacked. They haven't been on their iPads as much since we got it, so that's good. That's gonna wear off. I mean, that's the addictive power of technology will win out on that. But it's been good for a weekend or so. So
even just breaks into that a little bit.
Right,
Mike. Here's the key question: when the weather is terribly bad outside, who's going to walk that dog?
Oh, Mary's going to walk that dog. Yeah. She said to me before, like a week before it came. So this is a funny story. So about 2 weeks before it comes, she says to me in a whisper, she goes, I don't think we should have got this dog.
Oh,
I was like, well, it's too late for that now. And she goes, you're not going to help take care of it, are you? I was like, nope, not at all. I'm like, I'm going to be gone. Like, That's, I was like, you got a dog. The kids didn't get a dog. You got a dog, right? And then she said she picked it up on Friday and like everything changed. And she said she had it in the seat next to her. And she's like, we're gonna give you such a good home. You're gonna be such a good, you're gonna be so happy.
So great. Here's what she's going to learn really quickly. I used to say, I'll still say, I got this line from Jeanette Black, Louis Black's mother, wonderful woman from Silver Spring, as a matter of fact. And she raised two sons. And she used to always say, and very often, which tells you something about raising Louis and his brother, she would say that in her next life, instead of kids, she was going to have dogs because they're easier to train and they're always happy to see you.
That's right.
And this is what Mary will discover. If you're raising kids and you're doing this and that, whatever, and you kind of think to yourself occasionally, you know, what about me? Just occasionally, what about me? That dog will be there for you. That Reggie will love her
Oh yeah, he
unconditionally.
already she's already like melted, so
Oh, that's so great. And that can be her escape. When she can't stand being around you or the kids, she can say, gotta get Reggie out. How'd he get the name Reggie?
No, we went through a bunch of different names, and I sort of said we settled on that one about a month ago. So we were calling him Reggie before he even arrived, and then we came home, and the kids had a bunch of names. We had to do like a process of elimination. We had a whiteboard going, we're wiping names off, we're voting, we're doing the whole thing. It came down to Reggie and Marty. Marty was a close call.
Good.
Marshall was a contender for a little bit, but then we ended up, I don't know, I just like Reggie, so
Reggie, good sound. Good sound.
Named
It's
after the
like picking the
monkey,
name for a
right? It
team.
was totally named after the monkey, right? Reginald.
Exactly. David, now that you're an empty nester, there's room for a Reggie in your life, a little
No
hypoallergenic
chance.
Reggie.
No chance whatsoever.
I tell you, I do always find it interesting when dog owners name their dogs after like give them names that you would associate with a human, because you like Diamond or Sport or something like that for a dog. But then I was talking to a gentleman doing another show in another time, and there was some kind of topic we were doing. It was a phone topic. He called in and talked about his dog, and I said, "Well, what's your dog's name?" He said, "Keisha." I said, "Keisha? The dog's name is Keisha. Like, I know a Keisha. Like, what are you talking about? The dog's name's Keisha." But everybody's got their reasons. Everybody has their reasons. I didn't want to dive into it because maybe there was some dark thing. I didn't want to go into
Exactly. Never ask
Okay,
anybody how they're doing. Never. Don't.
we've probably done this on the show before, but not with this lineup, so we'll do it anyhow. You know, your porn star name is your is the combination of your first pet and the first street you lived on. So, David, you get to go first.
God, the first, what is it? The first.
The first pet and the first street you lived on.
We lived on 20th Street.
Okay, that's you know, go ahead. Sometimes it works out better than you think.
What was our first dog's name? Chico was our dog's name.
It could be Chico the 20th.
Chico the 20th. Okay.
That's good. Mayor Judd, do you want to opt out because you're a public official and this is too
No, no. I could do this one.
Okay.
My first pet was a bird that I named after Lady and the Tramp. It was Tramp. And I lived on 125th Street. So Tramp, 125th Street. It kind of fits the motif, I think, in
Yeah, it's
some way.
working. Tramp, 125. Okay, I'm keeping track of all of these. Okay, Mike?
Blue Roosevelt.
Blue Roosevelt.
I like that.
Ooh, good
Yeah, that's
one.
not
Yeah, that could
bad.
work. That could
Ooh,
work.
subtle, a little sultry. Nice. Nice.
Classy.
Yeah, classy. That's what we think of when we think of you. Claude?
Yeah, so my first pet was a frog, and so we didn't name him, however, or her. I don't know which one, but anyway, Frog Gerard. Frog Gerard.
Oh, that has a
I
nice
like
little sound to it.
that.
Yeah, okay. All right. You guys want mine? I can beat all of you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go for
Yeah. You ready? Cleo Beaver.
it. You won. You won.
You got
Go
it.
ahead.
It's one of my favorite party tricks to play. Okay. Dane on the horse theme. David, big thing happened on Saturday in the sporting world.
Yes, it was
Did you
cool.
watch?
I saw the replay because there was something else on that I was watching, and I oh no, we weren't home, I don't think.
You're
We
probably out
got
some fancy dinner.
no, it wasn't fancy.
Oh,
We oh no, we were at the Nats game. That's where we were at the Nats game. I'm
nice.
sorry.
Okay.
We were at the
All
Nats game.
right.
We got home and I saw I didn't know the name of the I didn't know the horse, so I watched it not knowing anything about this year's horses. So I guess this was an upset. It was a 23-1 shot, and it came out of nowhere. Was the last place, last to first. I love that. That was cool. And the female trainer, awesome, great.
Sherry DeVoe, very cool. Not that I know her, but just incredibly cool, salt of the earth kind of person. The horse was big time long shot, and it wasn't just the historical whatever of first woman winning 152 years, but the race. That horse was not only last, that horse was dead last for a good chunk of the race and way back last. Not like, it's such a crowded race, which never happens to these horses, but he was way back. And then all they could barely even keep him with all the cameras and drones they have now. They could barely keep the whole field together because it was so spread out. And then all of a sudden, this rocket is just coming out of nowhere, absolutely nowhere. It's very cool. I bet $10 on Great White, who hit
And then
equally high
scratched.
odds, and I bet on him because I thought it's really cool that I knew he wasn't going to win, but he was a huge horse. Most of these horses who are 3-year-olds are like 16 hands, which means for. They're 64 inches at their shoulders there. He was another 6 inches. Just a freak of size,
Yao
which
Ming forces.
I could.
Yeah.
He kind of towered over the others. And he decided as he was getting up to the gate that one of these things is not like the others. One of these things is not the same. And he goes, I don't look like these other guys. I'm out. And flips over.
Not doing this.
Yeah.
Fingers
I got a
crossed,
story.
everything's fine.
I got a question for you on this, because
Yes, sir.
that was kind of a really scary thing. It's a huge horse and it rears up and it just flips over on its back, and you have this tiny jockey on its back, and the jockey luckily got out of the way. But have you ever seen a horse do that, like rear up and just flip over backwards?
They don't do it often, thank goodness. but these are really young horses. If they've most of them had raced before a handful of times, but they never see scenes like that. If you followed, like Claude's watching SVU, I'm watching America's Race Day, which follows Aqueduct every single day. There will be three drunks in the stands, and there will be three or four horses per race. And there's no band, and there are no drunks in the infield. So this is mind blowing for a lot of these
A
horses. They
lot of
just never
people.
experienced it. And horses are flight animals, right? If they want to get away from something, they will try to get away from something. But given how crowded it is there behind the gate when they're putting them all in, again, they're putting 20 horses in. It's pretty much a miracle nobody got hurt. So there was my 10 bucks.
Miraculous.
There was my 10 bucks.
One thing I love, Tori, too, is like with any sporting event is, you watch the event and you watch the finish, but then there's always the camera clips of whether it's parents of a basketball player or a wife or husband of a swimmer, the reaction shots as it's going. I watched a couple of times the reaction shot of the trainer, and it was just like she didn't know what to do with herself. I mean, she's crouching down, she's jumping up, and she's down. Just to watch that, and I would try to put myself in her shoes because I mean, I don't have a horse, and I'm not training a horse, but my son eats like a horse. But and so so what watching him in the sports, like I kind of get the same way, and it was wonderful to watch her reactions.
Another great shot was the lead groom for the horse, and I don't know his name. I should know his name because they tend to be pretty well known in that world. But that guy, and he wears a penny. It's like when the caddies wear the thing with the golfer, they wear a penny with the horse's number on it, and they take the horse. They live with these horses 24/7, and he takes the horse out to the track where then the outrider takes the horse, and they warm up, and off they go. And then he waits, and he waits, and if his horse wins, then he gets to go to the winner's circle. And his groom was standing in the winner's circle and couldn't stop wiping his eyes. He was just completely overwhelmed by it.
Cool.
Very
And then
cool.
the jockey, it was his first ever Kentucky Derby win, and his brother finished second. That was awesome.
They fist bumped each other when they crossed the finish
That was
line.
cool.
I
Very
love those
cool.
stories. Like, I mean, I remember, and I'll get out the way, but when Hideki Matsuyama won the Masters, that's my favorite Masters moment was after everything was over, the ceremonies and stuff, his caddy walked back out to the 18th green, and no, he's from Japan, and so and bowed ceremony like to the course, like thank you for a wonderful turn. I mean, that was when I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh. I
That's
don't know why
awesome.
it meant so much to me, but it did. I can't even
Awesome.
explain it now. And to watch his caddy go back out, put the flag pin in, and just he's there by himself. No one else is there. The player, nope. And he just bowed and then walked off. It was
I think
amazing to
anytime
watch.
you see something that looks like, especially in today's day and age, see something like that that seems like a sincere expression of emotion. Like they can't make that stuff up. And you go, okay. Okay, let's go from that to more cynical. David, live golf. What up, man?
live?
Well, you understand it too,
I
Mike.
wasn't
You
I wasn't aware
understand?
we're going to be talking about living
Yeah.
today. They are the Saudis said, yeah, we're out, we're done. So,
Mike Crowley, you got what you're a golf man. What inside scoop do you have?
I don't have any inside scoop other than I saw people jumping ship, like, PR people and people that I sometimes deal with, that they were kind of jumping ship last year. And then,
We're always the first ones to go. We sense something going down the
yeah, I
drain.
mean, you
Get
could
out.
tell they were, yeah, you could kind of tell things were not working well. And when people started coming back, when they let Koepka back, I think that was a big sign that this was not going well. They tried to play it like it's just Koepka wants to come back, which I'm sure that was part of it, but he's still getting paid a potload of money. And then I think, like, I don't know. I mean, David knows this. You all know this. I mean, you could see when they started their YouTube views, if when they were doing those live streams, the YouTube views, they weren't even getting 100,000 YouTube viewers. And then they went to Fox, and then they were paying for the entire production process at Fox. Like, it wasn't like Fox paid them. They paid for all that. I mean, even if you got all the money in the world, like, you're not gonna like spend a what are they spending, like $500-600 million a year? I
I
mean,
mean, there's a lot.
to what they admitted to. I always
Right. I
think
mean, they
whenever someone
said,
says we spent 500 million on something, there was another 250 they just weren't talking
yeah, it was
about.
David's colleagues at the Athletic reported, they said they had 500 million in ad sales, but they were all Saudi-backed companies. So
Right.
I
Paying
Right.
for it.
you know what I mean? So it's like, of course.
I will say this. I do know the guy that's running Liv now, the new CEO. I know him very well. He's a really, really smart guy. And if anybody can figure out a way to salvage this, he will figure it out. But I think it's a the whole point of this was we have the Saudis, and the Saudis will pay you whatever you want,
Whatever you need.
basically, to play golf for us. And if you don't have that anymore, then you're just another nascent golf turn, golf company trying to lure people to leave the PGA. And I'm not sure you're going to be able to do that just by having a good corporate sponsor. They have those already where they're working now, so.
Right.
Yeah, they
PGA
backed
has good
off,
corporate
and
sponsors, and it's a struggle for them.
Correct.
even in
Correct.
year one, like, one of the big things was they were paying the caddies. They were flying the caddies first class and giving them great hotel rooms and all this kind of stuff.
Smart.
And by the end of the year one, they already backed off of that. They're like,
Yeah.
sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Like, no. I
Okay,
mean,
here's something we need smarter people than us on the show. But two things doesn't make a trend, but a couple weeks ago I was reading that the Saudis had and the Saudis have been greenwashing for a long time in sports
correct.
and other things, but they had
Yes.
made, I think, a $200 million commitment to the Museum of Modern Art in New York, which needed a lot of money. And the museum made a big deal of it, and it was announced, and everybody's happy, and they've pulled back on that. And you start to wonder, I mean, it's hard to believe because the Saudis have got so much money, but you go, are we having cash flow problems?
Well, they've
Or are they
spent a
sending a
lot of money, to
message?
your point. They've spent a lot of money too over the last 5 years with sports washing and all kinds of other washings going on. So I'm not saying they're cash poor, but I'm sure that war in Iran does not help. And maybe there's just, there's a sell by date for everything and everyone. And sometimes people go, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I just, it's not, I'm, we're not getting the bang for our buck that we are from our investment,
I think I can't speak to the art museum thing, but I think you might be right, David. It's like, no, it didn't work. To your point, Mike, they were getting 100,000 views. That's nothing, right? Maybe they
No
just
one
said
was
no.
watching, and then they
Nothing.
had, their whole thing was that there were equities in these teams, but there's only one superstar per team. It's not like an NBA team where you got your big three and that kind of carries you to the finals. You got one guy that anybody cares about on these 13 teams. Nobody wants to watch. I mean,
And their
nobody wants to
teams
watch Charles
in
Schwartzel,
No, no, yeah.
play anymore. It's
Right.
just
The
not going to
value
work.
of an NFL team is that it's in the NFL. That's the value of the
That's it.
team. That's why it's valuable. You know what I
It's
mean?
really
Like,
true. And by the way, and the people with the money, yeah, they're backing it.
until they're not. And so there's no, you know, they're the ones with the money, and they're like, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to invest in it. It's all good. We're going to do it forever. And then it's like, oh, we're not, you know, we're not doing this anymore. And
Okay, so we're 21 minutes in, and so far we've got porn star names, the Kentucky Derby, Live Golf slash the Saudis.
It all tracks.
And Reggie the dog. It all tracks. Judd. Okay,
Now, if
Judd.
I could, Tori, one other thing
Yes,
though,
sir.
just one other live golf note is that for players like Phil Mickelson, whose whole, you know, and Greg Norman, I guess, were former players, who whole thing was to stick it to the PGA Tour. They did. They kind of got what they wanted because now there were all these money incentives in the PGA Tour that they weren't doing before, and all these,
That's true.
different
Very
incentives for
true.
players to get more money and to play and stuff like that. And that was kind of the biggest grievance before. And so while they may not care one thing or the other about PIF or LIV, there's way more money now available, but it's also only available for the top players because you're not, you know, if you're struggling to get on tour, you're not getting any of that money anyway. But there is more money that they felt that the PGA Tour was holding back from players. And so
But
they
it, to that point, it changed the economic. I was chasing a story last year with one of the top players in the world on the PGA Tour, and I was talking to his agent, and the agent was like, "We don't have to do things anymore that we used to do. Like used to, I would encourage my client to go to the Middle East and do an exhibition and take the appearance fee because they make so much money. Because the premise of the piece was like, why isn't this person's top advertiser leveraging them the way that they could?" And they're like, we don't have to. We don't need that money the way we did in the old days because they're making so much money on the regular tour now. But then I've noticed in the last year for some other things I'm doing, there's a big trickle-down effect. So they want to reboot like the Skins Game and all these kinds of different shows like that. They don't have enough money to pay these guys now to get them to
To
come
do
out.
it.
Like the appearance fees, because in the old days you could pay Tiger and Phil. You could pay them like 100 or 150. They would do that. But now, like, I think you got to have $1 million at least just to
At
get them
least.
interested.
Yeah. And one of my previous lives at a manufacturing company, not to be named, what you had to pay the big names to come to your not so great golf tournament, mind blowing. And by the way, it wasn't just that, it was the jet. It was he's bringing the family, you know, X days there, and then they like to go there on the kind of thing. It really started to add up.
Some of the media stuff I do is in music, and it's kind of the same thing because especially with them being squeezed by streaming, oh, to get us to come to this concert and this event, it's going to cost this much because I got to be there, my band. I don't want to use your sound people. We're using our sound people, and this is the cost. Like, what? How are we supposed to do that? And then, but not on us to figure it out. You figure
Okay, wait, Judd, really, we're going to talk about the Gettysburg Book Festival, I promise. But this is one of my other favorite party tricks, like with porn star names. So you're famous, whatever. Rock star, you know, whatever, you're a huge celebrity, you can get whatever you want, money, et cetera. It's your green room. And in your contract in the rider, it says what you want in your green room. So, you know, do you want green only M&Ms? Do you want, you know, caviar? What do you want? David clearly has thought about this because he's shaking his head up and down. What's the one most crazy thing you would want in your green room every single time, David?
Me? Oh gosh, I don't know. I was thinking, no, I was nodding because I just last week saw Frank Sinatra's rider in his
What was in it?
for his
Was
concert. It
this kid?
was very benign. It was like, you know, I want cold cuts and Diet Coke and some other stuff. It was nothing
Nothing
really. You know, it
exciting.
was a lot of those things, but it wasn't like I want caviar and beluga, you know, like
But
I
it had to have
don't
been
know.
alcohol. There had to have been alcohol in
There
there.
was, yes, there was beer and I think Cutty Sark, something like that, you know. But that's
Okay,
what
for
I mean.
you, green M&Ms?
I don't know. I mean, there's people I'd like to have in my green room, but that's a different story. I don't know how you can make that work. I don't know if that's
That's so
okay.
great. You could do it. Okay, Judd, you can put on your keep your public sector hat on. Be
I'll
appropriate.
try. This is the benign version. Having grown up in Miami, Florida, I miss certain Cuban food and stone crabs. So it would be
Oh,
like
nice. Nice.
authentic Cuban croquetas and stone crabs, like from Joe's.
Right. Wherever you're performing around the world, they'd have to fly it in from Joe's.
Yes, it's
Got it.
doable though. I know it's
Yes.
doable.
Totally doable. Mike?
Pappy Van Winkle. I would
Oh, nice.
want to.
Nice. Have you had any lately?
I haven't had any in 12 years.
Damn.
But you still remember it?
Oh yeah.
Ah, most
I had a
amazing thing.
student. I had a student when I was at John Carroll. I was his master's thesis advisor, and as a thank you, he went out and got me a bottle. It was before it was $2,500, obviously, but he got
Jeez,
me a
geez.
bottle of it.
Wow.
Yeah, it
Have
was really nice of him.
they
So.
changed the name of those things yet, Mike? Master's thesis?
No.
It's like the golf tournament. It's got to change. Put it on the
Primary
list. Okay, Claude, what's in your green?
thesis.
Yeah, primary thesis. Claude, what's in your green room?
Oh, for me, 2 dozen Blue Point oysters from
There you
Newport,
go.
Virginia. Horseradish and cocktail sauce is a must. And 2 bottles of cake bread Chardonnay. But if it's the cheap stuff, I'm
Nice.
fine with that too. The point
Yeah.
is 2 bottles, is the point.
Nice.
He had
It doesn't
that
matter
teed
what it
up.
is,
You've been
though.
thinking about this for a while.
Right. Yeah, well, there are rooms where I do require something. So, yeah, I'll take that over pay sometimes. Like, yeah, I'll come in and
Okay.
do the show for you. Just
All right.
pay me.
Well, you are in green rooms. What'd
I'm
you
going with
manage?
peanut M&Ms and Tito's.
There you go.
Tito's.
Okay, Judd.
You go to the
Back to
grocery
books.
store and get that.
Back to books.
That's
In this case, someone gets it for me, which is great.
easy.
Okay, Judd, we are less than 2 weeks away from the vaunted Gaithersburg Book Festival,
Yes.
America's Best. Give us the update.
Well, so now we're on a books podcast, and we're, a half hour in, and we're getting the books. And today, actually, as we tape this, is the day they announced the Pulitzer Prizes.
Yes.
And unfortunately, we don't have one of today's Pulitzer winners coming to the Gaithersburg Book Festival. We do have multiple Pulitzer winners,
Yeah.
but not today's, which that's a bummer. But congratulations to Jill Lepore for We the People and Daniel Kraus for Angel Down.
Yeah.
It's an awesome achievement. Look, the Gaithersburg Book Festival, this will be our 17th annual. We have become the largest, I would say, and I am biased, I will acknowledge that, the most beloved book and author event in the state of Maryland. Maybe the DMV outside of the National Book Festival. Tori, you can give me
Yeah.
that testimonial
I would
if
absolutely give you, I'll interrupt because I'll give you that testimonial. The National Book Festival is just, it's like any other event on the mall, right? It's just massive. It's tons of people running around. It's hard to find what to find. Anyways, I find Gaithersburg much better.
it's it, we get similar caliber programs, and
Yeah.
it's much more human scaled. So it's coming up on Saturday, May 16th. It's at Boer Park in Gaithersburg. You could find out all the details at GaithersburgBookFestival.org. The important things to know are that it's free to attend, it's free to park, it's fun for all ages and all tastes. We're going to have, I think, 140 featured authors, which means those are the authors that actually are on our stages and speaking about their work. We will have a number of exhibiting authors as well, who will have exhibit booths, and you can go and walk around and meet them. But there's book sales on site from our partner bookseller Politics and Prose, and there are book signings immediately after all the talks, and it's really, really cool.
Yeah.
I want to give you an example of a kind of a really interesting story that's going to be at the book festival this year. There's this guy. I guess he's in his early 30s. His name's Sam Sussman. His book is called Boy from the North Country. And it's based on his essay that he wrote in Harper's called The Silent Type. And here's the deal. It's this genre called autofiction, which you're writing a novel, but it's really kind of about you. It's really a fictionalized version about you. And it's about a young guy who comes back. His mom's dying. He left home to go pursue his life. His mom's dying, comes to see her. He's never met his dad. The mom, as she's, as they're spending this time together, reveals to him that she had this decades long on and off, on again, off again affair with Bob Dylan, the legendary rock star Bob Dylan, and that's
Awesome.
your dad. And in fact, that is this guy's dad. That is his
Oh,
story.
God.
And it's gotten some really, really good reviews. It was an Oprah pick.
Wow. That's fabulous.
I mean, just kind of a amazing, amazing story. Another one is this journalist named Stefan Fatsis, I hope I'm
Oh,
pronouncing
he's
that name
great.
right.
He's been on.
I've had
He's
him
been
on
on Chatter.
before. Sure.
Oh, okay, you guys have had him before.
Yeah.
And so he talked about embedding himself with Merriam-Webster. Is that what the book he talked about with you guys?
Well, he did the thing about being with the Broncos, right? Wasn't he like a kicker for the Broncos? That was
And
he's like
he
George
did a
Plimpton, right?
and he did a live show from Calvert Woodley Liquor
Right, that's
on
right.
Connecticut Avenue the Monday night before Thanksgiving. And we were crammed in right in front of the minis. Do you guys remember this? And the old people got really upset with us because we were blocking their access to the minis. They could not have cared less. Well, a few times David Aldridge has been completely ignored. Few times. They were so angry. They
Aggressive,
are bulking up for the holiday week.
That is hilarious. We're gonna have to, when I see this guy, I'm gonna have to bring this story up.
He's great.
So his new book is called Unabridged, and it's about how words get into the dictionary. And he embeds himself with the Merriam-Webster company for months, and
Fabulous.
goes through the whole process of how words get nominated to be added and how they're defined and the whole process there. And apparently he's a real Scrabble
Yes,
aficionado too,
Scrabble
because
star.
I have some friends who play Scrabble and have played against him, and they say he's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, that's incredible. Okay, Mike Crowley, you're the teacher among us. Autofiction, do you know of this?
Yeah, I know about it. I'm a little soft on the
Ooh,
I'm a little soft on
ooh.
it as a genre, but I don't know why it has to have it. It's like everything. We feel like you gotta have a term for it. Like, I gotta tell you, like, everybody's writing autofiction. Like,
I was
they
going to
are,
say,
but it's
isn't every third book really about you?
yeah,
I
every
agree.
book is about you. I think what makes it, if I could argue, what makes it somewhat interesting is it's the idea that you're using your name and the author's name, but it's also clearly not a personal essay or a memoir. So I think, but I'm of the school, like, I'm not really sure what that confusion does for the reader. Like, wait, which part's made up, which part's real? But on the other hand, there's something evocative about it. There's a woman named Claire Vi Watkins who wrote a book called Battleborn, where she wrote some autofiction because her father was was connected to Charles Manson. And
Ooh.
she wrote some stories like that. Like,
Ooh.
he had gone off and had lived with Manson and he came
Wow.
back, and like, that was her. Yeah, there's some stuff like that. And then the other one was the one, I forget the name of it now. The Good Friend, maybe, won the National Book Award 5 or 6 years ago. It's about a woman. She has to take care of her friend's Great Dane. He passes away, and then she has to take care of her friend's Great Dane. And she doesn't want to take care of his Great Dane. And so that's, but yeah, it's a newish. I don't
It
really
is
know
a
if it's
new
new. I don't
word.
think it's
I
something
agree with you,
new. We just
Mike.
gave it a fun title.
Yeah, I
Okay,
think you're
but
right.
let's go back to finding out your parent, your Bob Dylan. Oh,
Hey,
Reggie
Reggie.
has joined
There
the
we
scene.
go.
Hello, Reggie.
There he is. Welcome,
This is
Reggie.
where the Patreon fans get to see what we're this the cuteness
Yes,
that's on
this
our
is
screen right now.
it.
Yeah. Reggie's not an
Oh.
autofiction guy. He's like, I'm not into this
Not having
autofiction
it.
stuff.
Oh
Just
my God, he's spectacular.
you pick one or the other.
Spectacular. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'll wake up Lulu, who's passed out behind me.
She's got her
Lulu,
dog
say
close to her.
hi. Say hi.
Lulu,
There
look.
we
It's one
go.
of
Look at
us.
us. Come on.
One of
Lulu's
us.
my
One
people.
of us.
Okay.
He's like, what's going on,
Gorgeous.
like boxes? All right, we're gonna go. Reggie's going
Absolutely
back.
gorgeous. Bye, Reggie. Okay. This is fascinating. So we all know my parentage in recent years has come into question, so we're not sure. But Claude, if you found out that one of your parents was not what you, but who would you want the unexpected parent to be? Bob
I
Dylan?
would want the unexpected parent. I've got to think of somebody really rich because there's got to be a
Yeah,
financial gain.
exactly.
A
There's a line.
financial, if perhaps, he's probably too young. If I were to say Tiger Woods, well, maybe not. Yeah, he's probably too
No,
young.
not too young for
Yeah,
you.
maybe
Would have
not.
gotten, it would be close, but yeah, it's
Well, it'd be
possible.
very
But
close.
then that's how we know why Manny's such a great golfer.
Yeah,
And
that would be
better
a
than
good deal.
Charlie.
That would be a good deal. I'd like that. Yeah.
Tiger,
All
good.
respect
Okay.
to my dad, by the way, but
All due respect.
if mom stepped out, I mean, that wouldn't be bad for me
Okay. Mike?
if that was
Oh, who alternate father? What a terrible game to play. Who
it
do
is.
you want
It
as your
is.
alternate
It's like,
father?
was it Mary Kill? What's the
That's why. Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. I kind of like my dad. I probably have good plot
What
advice.
happened to your dad? It could be your mom.
No, I don't think so.
It can't be your mom.
It can't be your mom.
What another mother?
I don't think
Before
you're paying
Mother's
attention.
Day?
Were you paying attention to Judd's breakdown of the book?
Well, it could be. I'm
Sorry
just
about
saying,
that.
for your autofiction, it could turn out that you find out you had a different mother than a. You just.
Okay. All right.
Oh, then I was
Enough of
adopted.
that.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't
Yeah.
know. I'd want somebody to be rich too, but I don't know who that would be. I have to think
Okay.
Mm.
Judd or David? You can take a pass.
I'll go
Yeah,
with
go
the
ahead, David.
obvious. Denzel Washington, sure, he can be my
There
dad.
you go.
Oh,
Oh, there you
good.
go. Yeah,
I didn't
I'll
realize
take that
Denzel
too.
is like he's in his 70s or almost 80 now. Like,
Looks
wow,
amazing.
Looks
looks no
great.
idea.
Yeah, that would be a good gene pool. That'd be a good one.
He's fantastic. Like,
Okay. Judd?
My first thought was Lin-Manuel, but he's younger than me, so that's a problem.
Creepy. That's creepy.
Maybe like Dave Grohl, because from the Foo Fighters, because he's just so cool. The guy just seems like the coolest guy ever.
Very cool.
Yeah. I'd go with Mick Jagger, just flat out.
That's
That's
a good one.
good.
That's a good one.
Oh, so great.
I was thinking
Okay.
music too. I was going to go Marvin Gaye, but that brings some interesting grandfather dynamics in that. I don't
Yeah,
Yes.
that one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes. And
Yeah,
wasn't
I
there
don't
some
want
abuse? I don't want to malign Marvin Gaye because I love Marvin Gaye.
to. Love
Me too.
Abuse? There was some abuse in the family there,
That's,
wasn't there?
yeah,
Yeah,
no,
I've heard
it was very
Stick
troubled.
with Tiger. A lot
Yeah,
of
that one
family
as
was
well.
troubled. Okay,
He also
Judd,
makes this thing.
Judd, back to the Gaithersburg Book Festival.
Yes.
So there are quite a few Chatter alumni there too. Steve Vogel,
Yes.
Susan Page, Lou, our best friend Lou Byard, Stefan, you said, which is great. We love seeing
Yep.
all of them. And then Claude and I will be coming out to Gaithersburg on that Saturday, the 16th, because we get to do Jason Mott, which is fantastic.
That's going to be
Jason,
really fun.
wow. I mean, I think we've probably tried to get him on the show before and we couldn't. So now I'm like, woohoo.
Captive audience now. Also,
National
wasn't
Book
Nico
winner with
Johnson?
a hell of a book, and he's back with people like us, which is, I've now read it, I've listened to it, and listened to about 50 interviews that he's done about it. He's such an interesting guy. Such an interesting,
He's great.
funny guy. That's a big get for, I think, for the Gaithersburg Book Festival.
Yeah, we've had him before. He's great. We're really happy to have him back for sure. Didn't you guys have Sadiqa Johnson on this
Yes.
podcast before?
Yes. Fabulous.
Yeah, she's gotten really big, and she's got a new book out. She'll be at the festival, so you'll have a chance to say hi to her as well.
Awesome.
But yeah, like this year's National Book Award winner for fiction is a guy named Ravi Alameddine. His book is
Yeah.
called The True Story of Raja the Gullible, which I'm just now almost finished with. I'm campaigning, so I'm reading a lot slower these days, but I'm almost finished with that book, and it's really terrific
Wait,
about
I've
a
heard of that. It's supposed to be really good. Yes.
really good. I
Yeah,
mean, you
yeah.
don't win the National Book Award for fiction, being a slouch. You gotta be
Right.
a pretty good
Right,
book.
right, right, right.
Yeah. What I
So
know you're so swamped with time, Jed, but what is your normal prep for the festival? Because you seem well way on top. I know you study hard, but you seem really on top of who's going to be there, who's got the cool stories. How do you prep for the festival?
I'm so deeply involved in the festival. In my day job, I have a web design and development company, and we did the website for the book festival. So I,
Looks great.
as we're adding all of the authors, I'm seeing all of these bios. I'm
Oh,
getting to know them
perfect.
then. Plus, I do a dozen at least interviews in advance, promoting the festival. This being obviously my favorite one.
Yeah,
But
obviously.
yeah, I'm. By the time the book festival comes around, I am well versed.
That is great. Mike Crowley, you've been to book fest. You've been in book festivals.
I have.
How do you
Yeah.
find them? What makes the good ones? What makes them the less good ones?
Well, I'm the guy at the table by himself watching all the other lines get larger, so
Oh.
it's a little different for me. That's always tough, but it actually didn't bother me that much. I kind of expected it. Book of short stories, you can't really. People are like, what kind of this is,
Yeah.
it's impossible. I think the ones that are good, the Gaithersburg one always sounds great when I listen to the show and Judd comes on and talks about it. It's a good mix of authors. I think good mix of fiction and nonfiction, and I
Yeah.
think that actually helps. I think the ones that are not so good are when they're like all one genre, honestly.
Yeah.
Like they are. They're just kind of all the novels kind of start to run together, and all the people kind of say the same things, and they're like on panels. And I think that kind of actually makes for you want like a better show that way.
I think
And
one of the great things about the vibe about the Gaithersburg Book Festival is it is every size, shape, color. So of people.
Yeah.
There are so many young people there, which is just so great. The
Yes.
used book tent is a mob scene, people fighting over, the copy of whatever. The
By the
workshops are
way, we're
really.
actually expanding that used book sale to two tents this year
It's
because of
huge.
that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm watching these people, and they all have the tote bag, of course, because somebody can't go through a weekend without a new tote bag. But these people are coming to a book festival. They read a ton of books. They have a ton of books at home, and they are cramming. They are buying dozens
Yeah.
of books. And I saw some woman get in a fight with her husband. I think it was last year because he was objecting that they were taking home so many books. She's like, "I got so many."
How many
Okay,
of
so.
these, how many books, how many festivals have we done, Tor? Like
What's
seven or
that?
eight? How many festivals have we done? I mean, how many book Gaithersburg
We've done
festivals?
Gaithersburg 3 years now, 4 years?
No,
Oh, it was more than
more
that.
than that. It's
It's more,
more.
it's longer than that, I think,
Is
right?
it?
Yeah, I think
Well,
it's like
it's
6 or
like,
seven
because we
years
took,
now.
it's, I think you've done 4 years and this will be the fifth because
Yeah.
we didn't do one, we did it virtually in 2020.
Oh, okay. Maybe
Oh,
that's what it was.
right.
Okay. Got it. Got
Yeah,
it.
that
Okay.
year that we all melted because it was 9 million degrees, it kind of
It was hot one
phased
year.
out.
One year was really hot.
Yeah. Yes.
But no, what I was going to say is the thing that I love about it, and I wish I could be at the book festival, but I have a child who is graduating from college that
Yay.
weekend, so I
Yay,
have to be
yay.
there. I have, and I, the many years, however many years it is, I am saying this is the God's honest truth. I have never seen anybody that wasn't having a good time. I have never
That's
seen anybody
great,
that's like,
great
God,
point.
this sucks. When, how long are we going to be here? Never. Not one. Not a kid,
No.
not an author, not an elderly person, not a volunteer. I have never seen one
It's really
person that
true.
wasn't enjoying themselves. And I just think that's spectacular and great.
All
And
right,
I'm
I'm
proud of
Misty,
that.
and I'm Misty here, and my job is obviously done.
It
I'm
is done.
fucking
But
done.
it's true. David, it is such a good point. Everyone's there, and they're saying hi to each other as you pass on the paths to and from different tents and pavilions. Yeah, that's very true. Okay, so Claude and I will have a great time on that afternoon, and then Brian, my husband, will be waiting in the car with Lulu and Boo, her older sister, because we're going to drive to Long Island to the Gold Coast Book Fair. Our friend Steve Israel, who has Theodore's Books in Oyster Bay, New York. And I don't know how I should know how many years the Gold Coast Book Fair has been going on, but it goes Saturday and Sunday. And on Sunday, I get to moderate a panel between among Bruce Feiler and Isaac Fitzgerald in their books, respectively, A Time to Gather Now, A Time to Gather, How Ritual Created the World and How It Can Save Us. And Isaac Fitzgerald has, I'm only done with one book so far, a great book called American Rambler. He walked the trail of Johnny Appleseed. And both of them are these reflections on crazy times in which we live, so much technology. Can we just take a breath and think about, reflect on
Yeah,
things that are important?
that's
Really,
good.
really wonderful. So I really appreciate Steve and Ann Binney runs the whole thing. She gave me these two great guys to work with. So for those of you who are, not too busy in a couple weekends, one weekend away from this one, come to Gaithersburg, and then it's just a short 4.5 hour zip to Long Island, and you can just do Bookpalooza all weekend long. Be great. Great. Okay.
Sounds awesome.
We actually talked about books on this show, guys. Thanks so much. It was so great. Again, Porn Stars, Derby, LIV Golf, and the Saudis, Gaithersburg Book Festival, big time.
I got a shout out. Can I shout out my guy, my
Yes,
buddy,
please do.
Pablo Torre, who won a Pulitzer today
Yes. Awesome.
for his work with the Clippers alleged cap circumvention
Yeah.
story. He is on our podcast network and they won a Pulitzer today. And good, great for them. And I'm happy for my friend. I'm happy for him.
Amazing.
One of the reasons I'm so happy for him, he got, outside the world of sports, he got a lot of attention because the Belichick thing,
Correct. Right.
chasing down,
Yeah.
right? And on the one hand, I was happy for him because the attention was great and wonderful and these kind of things. But I kept saying to people, he's so much, that was
He's
really
got
well
more
done,
than that.
but he's got so much more going on than that. He's a real superstar. That's great. How about a shout out for your son who's graduating?
How about a shout out for my son who's graduating? I'm very happy. We're very happy. Very proud of him. Very pleased. He has been grinding. I'm not kidding, since he was like four. Like he's just like, and this is where he wanted to go. And we're very happy for him. And it's going to be great. And there will be this time, unlike when we moved him in, and you said I was going to cry, and I didn't cry at all. I was happy that he was gone. This time there will be tears.
What time is the graduation on Saturday?
I'll have to look. It is Saturday afternoon. That's
Yeah,
all I
okay.
know.
We can we'll figure it out, and amongst the one, two, three, four, five of us, we'll do a bet. What's the earliest David cries?
No, it'll be early. As soon as I see him,
When they parade him in, when they
I'll
that right then, that's when
Yeah, when they
that's
walk
when I
in,
see
that's it.
that's when
I'm
I see the
buzzed.
parents lose it. So
Yeah. Do you know who the commencement speaker is, David?
I don't. That's an excellent question. I have not looked that up yet, and I should know that
But
by
I'll
now.
drag things out. If you can look up commencement speaker William and Mary, 2026.
I'll find it out. That's a
John
good
Meacham was the commencement speaker at our son Colin's graduation at Wake Forest. It was boiling hot, and the first thing he said was, "Hi, I promise I'll be done in 14 minutes."
one.
Standing ovation. Standing
Let's
up.
see.
And he was.
Exactly. We
Okay.
had Al Neuhorth, I believe, at our graduation. Who used to run
With
USA Today?
yeah, crazy gray hair.
That's funny. Okay, so let's see. That looks like it's going to be Francis Fukuyama,
Oh,
Stanford
okay.
University Senior Fellow and author of The End of History and The
Yeah.
Last Man.
I've heard of the end of history.
Went to
Oh,
William
that's
and Mary
good.
Law
He's very smart.
School.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds really cheerful and uplifting.
Okay.
He's a great political thinker. That it could be an interesting conversation. Or not conversation, interesting talk.
Okay. All right, Claude, Mike, Judd, David, thanks, guys. Jim Brady,
Give
we
me your
still do
poor
our
name
best.
again. One more
We
time.
will
I
see
need
you in
your
a
poor
couple
name.
weeks.
I need your poor name one more time.
My poor name?
Yes.
I can't believe you forgot it. Leo Beaver. Love you all. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.